Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. And we are in the middle of our week going through Ezekiel 37. And just like all of the passages we've read together and dove into throughout our time together, the Old Testament is also so rich in foreshadowing of what Jesus will do for us. And so if you've joined us this week, amazing. If you haven't, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the last couple days together. And Ezekiel 37 is famously this passage of the valley of the dry bones. And so we've been talking about this in a couple senses. We've been talking about it in the historical sense of Ezekiel prophesying over the house of Israel, prophesying how the Lord will restore the house of Israel, how the Lord will send his spirit upon the house of Israel and make of them again a new people and rejoin them to God's covenant. And so we see these bones coming together. We see this valley of dry bones standing up into a great, vast army. But we've also been talking about it in relation to our own lives. And we talked about yesterday, God coming in to our own lives and giving us a promise about these dry, cut off places in our own hearts, giving us a promise about what he will do, who he will be for us, how the breath of God will come into these dry places in our hearts and how it will make us new. And how it'll make us alive in Christ, but also will make us know the Lord, this twofold promise. And we've been talking about it in a couple of different ways in the context of us. One, what has God done and what is God doing? What has the Spirit of God done and what is the Spirit of God doing? And there's a way in which the Spirit of God has already made us new, has renewed the face of the earth, has come down, and through a recreation of the human race through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus that the Spirit of God now gives us access to, that all lives inside of us. And so we were dry bones, we were cut off, but the Spirit of God is breathed on us through Jesus, who is seated at the right hand of the Father. And now we are new, but we don't always experience that. We don't always live in that because of our old man, because that sinful self still exists within us. And so there's places in our heart that are dry, that are like a valley that we talked about yesterday, feel like, God, this is never going to get better, but that the Lord is calling us to prophesy to our dry bones, to prophesy to those dead places and say, hear the word of the Lord about what the Spirit has already done. That we are called to tell ourselves, to go into our inner sanctum in our prayer time with the Lord and preach to ourselves about what the Spirit of God has already done. And as we do that, the Spirit of God continues to do what the Spirit does. Renew us and regenerate us in the power of the Spirit. So we want to continue on in this passage because we're only in the middle of the week and we've already gotten that much out of it. And so where we left off is God is making a promise to Israel through Ezekiel. He's saying, I will make you alive and I will put breath in you and I will make you know the Lord. This breath that gives you life, it not only gives you life, but it will make you know me. It will make you know me. And so this is what we're looking forward to. This is what we're preaching to ourselves. This is what Ezekiel preaches and prophesies to the house of Israel. So we're going to pray, and then we're going to go through another little chunk of this passage. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. As we're thinking about going through this passage on the breath of God, on the Spirit of God coming into our hearts, we just place ourselves in a special posture of receptivity. Holy Spirit, we open ourselves up to you, that truly you would come and be with us today, that truly you would come and renew us, regenerate us, give us power, make us know the Lord, rearrange our hearts, come and make us alive together with Christ. We just place ourselves before you. that even now as we drive our cars or as we listen while we're doing dishes or while we're doing homework or whatever we're doing, that even there you can come as we make ourselves available to you. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. And we ask this all in your most holy name. Amen. Amen. So where we left off, again, God tells Ezekiel, the Spirit of the Lord tells Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones and say, I will make you live. I will put my breath in you, and you shall know that I am the Lord. And so we finally get to the part where Ezekiel starts to prophesy. He prophesies, he says in Ezekiel 37:7, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. And as I looked, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. Then the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great multitude. We're going to continue on, but I want to stop there and take a look at these couple verses that we just read. So in Ezekiel 37:7, Ezekiel begins to prophesy. He says, I prophesy as I was commanded. I'm saying to these dry bones what the Spirit of the Lord told me. And as he does this, a rattling begins to happen. And the bones begin to come together as skeletons, bone to bone. It's like, you know, think of that picture, the valley of the dry bones, and the prophecy as the word of the Lord is coming upon these bones. They're coming together and they're forming people. They're beginning to stand up on their feet. The rattling is happening. The bones come together, bone to bone. He says, as I looked, there were sinews on them. That means their joints are connected. They have flesh upon them, skin covered them. So they look like people. As he's prophesying, he hears the noise, right? As we begin to hear the word of the Lord, as we begin to change in our lives, friends, there's a rattling. There's a shaking. Anyone ever hear that Elevation worship song? I hear the sound of these dry bones rattling. There's a rattling that comes. Our lives begin to be shaken up. And the reality is, and this is just coming into my spirit, for me, I pray into those dead, dry places. But then the reality is I'm more comfortable in the valley of the shadow of death than I am in the rattling of the bones. A rattling is a shaking. It's a movement. And so I pray, I'm like, Lord, get me out of this place. Deliver me from my circumstances. Make me new. All of these different things that I pray. But then a rattling begins to happen. And I'm like, no, I don't want this. I don't want my life to be shaken up. God, I want you to transform my circumstance in the way that I want you to. I don't want the shaking. I don't want the rattling. I don't want the noise. There's this rattling that happens. The bones come together. And I find this so interesting. Ezekiel looks out and what he's describing are people that have come from the bones. And now they look like human flesh. They're individual people standing up in this valley. And you may think, wow, he did it. He prophesied the word of the Lord has raised these people from the dead. But he says this, skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. But there was no breath in them. Everything looks right. The bones have come together. The joints are on the bones. The flesh are on the bones. There's skin covering. This looks like people. But there's one problem. There's no breath. There's no breath. And so it's this thing, as I was reading this, the Lord was speaking to me so often. Again, we say, God, resurrect me. Get me out of this valley of the dry bones. And then the flesh comes on us. The skin comes on us. We look like people, but we're saying something is missing. I'm walking through my Christian life. I'm doing all of the right things. I'm praying all my devotions. I'm trying as hard as I can not to sin. Everything looks right. On the outside, I look like a great Catholic. My family looks like the perfect Catholic family, whatever it is. But on the inside, I'm still broken. My bones have rattled. They've come together. I look like everything is right. But something is missing. There's something that we don't have, and everything can look right on the outside. We can be the perfect Catholic doing the perfect things, but the thing that we are missing, if our bones are still dry, if we're not refreshed in the Lord, if we're not running in Him, is the breath of God. And again, this is what God has done. He's put His Spirit in you. He's breathed life into every single human being in the power of the Spirit that has been baptized. And so you have God's Spirit in you. You have God's breath in you. But oftentimes, it's not stirred up. And so we're walking around with our bones together, with our joints together, with our flesh on, looking like human beings. But the breath of God is not activated in us. And so we're walking dead. You don't just have to be dry bones in the valley to be dead. And maybe some of you, you're like, I didn't relate to that valley of dry bones, but maybe you relate to being the walking dead. You look like a person, you're doing all of the right things. People maybe even look to you and say, wow, he or she has got it all together, but inside you're dry, inside you're dead, inside you're broken, and you're saying, what is this life? Lord, I thought this was supposed to be renewed and refreshed. I thought I had the Spirit of God in me. What is happening? There was no breath in them. These bones come together. They rise, in a sense, out of the grave, but something is still missing. Friends, we can try as hard as we want. We can do all the quote unquote right Catholic things. We can listen to as many Father Mike Schmitz videos as we want. I love Father Mike Schmitz. He inspires me. We can listen to as many YouTube videos as we want. We can listen to as many Burning Hearts episodes, as many Fire on the Earth. We can pray as many rosaries as we want. But without the breath of God continuously being stirred up in us, without God consistently breathing upon us, we are still dead. And so you can maybe look different on the outside than when you were dry bones in the valley. And this is what Ezekiel's saying. He's saying the skin came upon the bones. They look different. The house of Israel looks different. They're not just these dead bones in the valley anymore, but they're not moving forward to what God has called them. They're not renewed. They're not refreshed. They're not restored. Why? Because they're not doing the right thing? Because they're not trying hard enough? Because they've disobeyed? No, because the breath of God is not in them. The breath of God is not stirred up in them. And this is what, as we approach Pentecost, the Lord is calling you to, me to, that these dead places in our hearts, it's not enough to just do the right things. The breath of God, the Spirit of God needs to come into those places, and without any work from you, only surrender needs to resurrect those places in your heart. You can look alive without being alive, but God wants to make you alive in the power of His Spirit. The Spirit of God is in you, but the breath of God wants to come again and make you alive together with Christ. Such a sad line, but there was no breath in them. Every single day of my life, every moment, every second, I want there to be breath in me. The Ruha, the Spirit of God, breathed on the apostles by Jesus at the Last Supper, sent from the right hand of the Father with Jesus in all power and authority. We may look alive, friends, but we are not alive without the breath of the Spirit. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.